Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine.
I'm back.
Folks get down in the sunshine.
Voice back. Text line back. Turn it up, Rob. I've been taking Sudafed for like 5 days straight. Lots of cough syrup. I got a bag of Halls right here next to me. Some of you are still eating Thanksgiving leftovers. Stop it. It's Monday. KU fans are happy they won 2 games this year. You would think they won 5.
Folks get brown in the sunshine.
I kind of missed you guys. Turn me up, Rob. I'm feeling good today. We got Patrick Mahomes coming up in 15 minutes. It's The Drive. You can turn it down, Rob. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I needed that. I needed that in my spirit. I'm back today. I'm feeling better. Spectre wouldn't let me come up here. He thought I had the vid last week. He thought I had the Rona. I had to go get a test and everything. Came back negative. Oh, but I was sick. But now I'm back, and I've got an abundance of sports thoughts to share with you over the course of the day. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brent producing this thing. I am really happy to be back. The text line, 913-576-7610. We'll take phone calls. We'll read your text. I'm sure at some point I'll have to atone for my sin of picking the Los Angeles Chargers to win the AFC West. Ever since I picked that, Kansas City has turned things around. You know, Rob, play my music again. I want to hear my music again. I took a bunch of cough syrup earlier today. I'm in a good mood. Turn my music up, Rob. I don't hear any music. You're the worst DJ I've ever seen. You would have got booed at an ale house. You guys said I sounded like Ed Orgeron last time I was on here. You called me Doc Rivers. I got called Emergency Dot. Missouri's lost like 3 basketball games since I've been on here. Today is the worst work day of the calendar. We'll talk about that. It's a beautiful fall day outside. Look at the foliage. You see the trees outside, Rob?
Sunshine.
Chiefs might be the best team in the NFL.
Everybody loves the sunshine.
MU made a bowl game. Somebody said stop with this hideous music. I swear to God, sunshine. I'm blocking you once I'm done vibing. Who hates this song?
Folks get down.
People who hate sunshine hate this song. I hope none of your Christmases are white and you get coal sunshine in your stocking. That's what I hope for you and your family. Turn it up, Rob.
Folks get brown in the sunshine.
You know, you can't even buy the cough syrup anymore. You got to show your ID to buy cough syrup now. Rap music, you've ruined it. We know you can't buy Sudafed. Breaking Bad, you ruined it. People are out here with real sicknesses and ailments, and you got to show ID to buy cough syrup at the drugstore. It's sick. All right. There's a lot of things to get into before we talk to Patrick Mahomes. Like, very serious things. Today's just going to be a collection of random things that I've been thinking over the last 5 days while I was sick. And we're just going to be here for it. That's what today's going to be today. Just a catch up of all the things I've been thinking over the last couple of days. The number one thing I want to say is today is a bottom 5 day on the work calendar. There's not a single person who wants to be at work today. Think about the last like 4 or 5 days of your life. Now, if you actually like being around your family, the last 4 or 5 days have been really fun. You go over there, mom's cooks, grandma cooks, auntie cooks. I do have a question. Rob, you're going to be the white person for this question because I need a white person to answer this question. Now, any black person that's listening knows this happens. There is a member of your family that is only over for about 17 minutes. They hug everybody in the family. They are there just long enough for everybody to notice that they're there. They are going to take a plate to go and they're going to leave. They're going to be there before the end of Seinfeld. I mean, they get there at 7. They're out by 7:22. Everybody knows this is what Uncle Luke does. Everybody knows this. Is this person in the white family? Because this person is definitely in the black family. At Black Thanksgiving, Rob, there's a couple of staples. They're the uncle that wants to pray for 22 minutes over the food. It's okay. Just say what you need to say. Say amen, and we want to eat, bro. We don't need this. You're not auditioning for anything here. You're not going to get to be a pastor at the end of this prayer. I don't know if this exists in the white family. I got legitimate questions I haven't been able to ask anybody over the last couple of days, Rob. I haven't. This is the longest you and I have not talked. When you think about it, this is the longest you and I haven't talked. Ain't really been much to talk about because I wasn't here. Is this in the white family? Is this person that shows up at 7, leaves at 7:17, they took 2 to-go plates, they took half of the sweet potato pie, is this person in the white family?
We don't have that person, but do you have comically early person? Hey, we're eating at 2. That person's there at 11:30. Ready to roll, as if it's, hey, 2 o'clock eating, we're ready to roll, 11:30 they're there. I believe, at least my family, doesn't have the show up, hug, 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 goodbye person. We definitely have the, hey, we're eating at 3, try to be there around 2:30, we'll have a cocktail hour, show up at 10:45. That person exists.
I do want to know this. In the white family, whenever you say that you're going to eat at 1 o'clock, what time do you actually eat? Because 1 o'clock in the black household is really 3:30. Like, we're not going to eat until halftime of the Cowboys game at the absolute earliest. When do you guys start to eat? I'm genuinely curious of this.
It's usually like a 45-minute window. If you say 2, 2:45 is still 2-ish. We don't have 90 minutes miss. That doesn't really happen. The 90-minute miss isn't a thing in our world.
Okay, I didn't know. It's a legitimate question that I had. I didn't know. All right, the other question that I have. The other thing that I have. That I want to ask you about is, do you think we all overreacted the first half of the season to the Kansas City Chiefs? Because as we sit today, at this exact moment in time, the Chiefs would be favored over every team in the AFC, regardless of where the game was played. Any team in the AFC, if they played the Chiefs today, the Chiefs would be favored regardless of where the game was. At their place, here in Kansas City, on the moon, Swope Park, wherever it is, the Chiefs to be favored in that matchup. That's the turn that this season has taken. This might seem very obvious, Rob, but I think we all kind of forgot this in the early part of the season, Rob. Winning in the NFL at a consistently high level is really hard to do, and few teams are truly equipped to do it. We've placed a crown, and we, meaning fans and the media, and I will put myself in the media conversation. We have put the crown on basically every other team's head in the AFC. They're trying to do it to the Patriots right now. Are they not? You've been watching the TV. You've been listening to the podcast and the radio. We have been taking turns trying to hand the crown out instead of giving the crown to the team that clearly deserves it. You know who deserves the crown? The Chiefs. I lost sight of that for a minute. I was lost. I was confused. I wasn't in my right mind. That was the beginning of me being sick, Rob. It was the beginning of it. I just didn't know back then. The sickness didn't hit me till weeks later. but we tried to put the crown on everybody's head. Remember when we put the crown on Buffalo's head? After Buffalo, now, they did smoke the Chiefs, to be fair. They did smoke the Chiefs. Every team that Kansas City has played in the AFC is worse now than when Kansas City played them. Every single team. Name a team that they've played in the AFC and they're worse. I don't even know who's on Tennessee at this point. Who's Tennessee's running back? Rob, you watch NFL football every week. You play fantasy. No one knows who Tennessee's running back is. They don't know who he is. They did an open tryout like Invincible, and he just showed up and won the job. Buffalo had their Super Bowl on Sunday Night Football against Kansas City and have seemed like they just don't care about the rest of the regular season. I don't think Buffalo's winning their division. I'm going to go ahead and put that on the record right now. I don't think Buffalo's winning their division. Patrick Mahomes is coming up in 5 minutes. The Patriots are going to win the AFC East. It's really hard to win consistently in the NFL. Today, Kansas City is not only the best team in the AFC, I think Kansas City is today the best team in the NFL. If I had my herd hierarchy or my power ranking, I would put Kansas City number one. Do they have the best resume this season? No. But if you're telling me today, what team do I trust the most, who appears to have the least weaknesses, and I would say the fewest blemishes on their resume, I think the answer is the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to know why, Rob? The Chiefs do three things that I think you have to trust and can translate the rest of the season. I trust their coach. Remember when everybody on the internet loved the Chargers coach? Brandon Staley, he was Twitter's favorite head coach weeks 4 through 6 because he could answer questions articulately. He was great at answering them. It ain't so hot no more once you're losing. I trust the Chiefs quarterback. Sure, he had a rough stretch there. I mean, there was a 3-week stretch there. He looked like Zach Wilson. It was not good for your boy. It was not good. But he has come out the other side. And Mahomes is back to being Patrick Mahomes. And I trust their defense. Their defense has been doing it, what, for 6 weeks, Rob? At this point, if you don't trust the defense, you're a hater. You're a hater or you're not watching. You could be both. You could be a not watching hater. That's possible. But the AFC comes down to who do you trust? And there is not a team in the AFC that has really done anything to deserve and earn your trust. I think the only team that has is Kansas City. Track record and experience, coach, quarterback, they show the ability to consistently get stops and get off the field. And if you can do those three things, sprinkled in with the experience, that's the best team in the AFC. I know record-wise it doesn't say it, and they'd be the fourth seed today, but I would pick the Chiefs to win a playoff game against any team that they could play in the AFC. And to go on the road and beat any of these teams. I don't trust them. I know I was wrong and I strayed from the nest and I picked the Chargers and I got to atone for that sin. I got to live with that. But that's where I currently sit. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob listened to Oklahoma Sports Talk Radio and oh, it is glorious. Oh, it's glorious. You want to hear what they have to say about Lincoln Riley. But first, hit it, Rob.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone. The pass caught. Wide open touchdown, Kansas City.
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes guns it long for the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Kansas City.
And the only one place in the country.
And that's what's great about the NFL. You keep building and trying to play your best football going into the playoffs and trying to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered by Google Fiber. Always good to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversation started with, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, you know. Got to spend some time with the fam and get to hang around Sterling. So it was a good off week.
Once football kind of transitions for you, like it's football season, you are 100% locked in and dialed in. But obviously, it's the bye week and it's the holiday. How do you kind of turn the football side of your brain off to kind of enjoy 3 or 4 days off to spend time with family?
Yeah, it's hard, definitely. I think the best thing about having it on that Thanksgiving week is there's a lot of games and stuff going on, football, basketball, stuff like that. And so for me, it was just getting away, watching those games, watching the Thanksgiving games, obviously, and just kind of being with the fam. I mean, you miss some time when you're in season with the baby growing up. So getting to spend a full week with her was awesome.
Are you a real cranberry sauce guy or a fake cranberry sauce?
I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy at all, so that might be headlining news there. But you know me, man. Usually ketchup and nothing else. So I don't throw it on all my Thanksgiving food, but I throw it on a little bit of stuff.
How many plates did you have on Thanksgiving?
I kept it to like 1 3/4. So I went one early, and then you got to get the seconds. But I try to keep the seconds to a minimal, so I wasn't coming back to 240 or whatever it would be coming back to Kansas City. So I made sure to keep it at a minimal on the second plate.
I'm just going to tell you that my move is kind of plate nap. Like, that's kind of like you and Travis Kelce, a great 1-2 punch, plate nap, and then another plate. And then I go home after that. That's kind of my Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah, no, you have to. I didn't take the nap, but I was definitely on the couch just laying there playing with Sterling and watching a little bit of football. And then obviously when it comes to that night game time, you have to go in and get one more plate just to make sure that you got everything on the whole meal.
Right now we're talking to quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of food, what do you make of the local success of Whataburger? It had its most successful 24-hour opening in Lee's Summit. There's another location that opened up today in Independence. It seemed like Kansas City really loves themselves some Whataburger.
Yeah, no, I think they definitely wanted to get out there and try it out. I mean, there was so much hype coming into it, and I'm excited for it, man. I mean, I'm glad to have it. I've made my way over there very secretively and gotten a few things here and there, especially on that bye week. But it's definitely something that I'm glad it's in Kansas City, and Kansas City embraced it just like we do down in Texas.
I do want to ask you this. So this year I had my 15-year high school reunion. So we didn't have one for 10. We had one for 15. And the most popular question I was asked is, what is it like to talk to you? So I'm curious, whenever you're around your friends, do they ask you, what is it like to talk to me?
No, we don't talk about all the special celebrities. They keep it just to football guys like Travis Kelce. They don't ever get around to talking about our conversations. So you're on a list a little bit higher than all those other guys.
I was just telling people that you and I are great BFFs and that we hang out all the time, and everybody was super impressed.
Oh yeah, you have to, man. I don't know when my high school reunion would be, but they got a couple more years till it. I'm excited to go back. I still talk to a lot of those people, so it'll be a lot of fun.
I can't think of anything as cool as being tweeted by LeBron James. What was it like when you saw yesterday that he actually tweeted you back?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've talked to him a couple times now, and kind of built a little bit of a friendship there. I mean, obviously I have a ton of respect for the guy, but It was just kind of a spur of the moment tweet. I was just sitting there playing with Sterling, and I was like, man, this is cool being able to see a little you just kind of growing up. And so I kind of tweeted that out, and then he obviously still is the same. I mean, he has a couple sons and a daughter that are all great athletes and great people. So I know it's just a cool moment to be a dad and be able to see a little you growing up.
I just like how you casually say that you talked to LeBron James a couple of times. Like, you know that that's not normal, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I watched him growing up. So, I mean, he was someone that I watched growing up my whole entire life, pretty much, and him dominating, and he's still dominating the league. And so it definitely was a surreal moment to talk to him the first time that you meet him and know he's just kind of – he's a real dude. I mean, just like everyone else. And, I mean, just kind of building that relationship, got some advice from him. He's a great guy.
Do you and Brittany talk about what sports Sterling is going to play? Because I know my daughter's mom and I – we don't want my daughter to play any outside sports. Like, we want her to play like basketball and volleyball because it's indoors, so we never have to deal with the elements. Is that a conversation that you and Brittany have?
We do a little bit. I mean, obviously she's going to play soccer. I mean, just with Brittany and our love for soccer, I'm sure she'll be out there kicking it around a little bit. But I say that I want her to play golf. And so I told Brittany she better learn how to play golf, because me and Sterling are going out there ever since she's able to swing a club. I'm going to take her out to the golf course. We're going to figure it out, and she'll probably be better than me by like age 15.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes on the show. I was going to tell you this, that now you are officially a resident of Kansas City. Like, you've done a lot of stuff for the city, and we'll talk about the 15 of the Mahomes and the gala and everything, but you were at a disappointing playoff loss in Kansas City. That makes you a true Kansas City citizen at this point.
Yeah, man, that one hurt. I mean, I have so much respect for those guys over at Sporting. They kind of, they train their butt off, man. They have those long seasons, and they come down to single elimination games. And then they played well. They had a great season overall, and I'm proud of those guys. I mean, definitely not the way they wanted it to end, but something they can build on going into the future.
What's like the greater high or the greater low? Is it the pain after the loss or the excitement after a big win?
Man, they go hand in hand, man. I mean, it's just from going to the Super Bowl and winning it, and feeling that feeling of just pure excitement of all that hard work you put in every single day, paying off, and then going there and losing it. I mean, it definitely, you can't comprehend both of those. I mean, they're both just feelings that you'll never get again. One's great, one's horrible, but it makes that greater one a little bit sweeter, hopefully, when you get it the next time.
Speaking of the city and doing things, you guys had a really cool 15 in the Mahomes Gala. I know you're really prideful of your team success, your own personal success, and everything that you're doing. You also have a great sense of pride of your place in the community and also making Kansas City a better place.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. To see the support that Kansas City has given me to kind of have this platform and be able to give back to them, it makes me proud every single day. And having those galas, seeing those smiles and those kids' faces and driving past the MLK Park every single day, I mean, it makes me proud, and it's something that I'm truly, truly grateful for.
What are your goals with the 15 in the Mahomes? Because we've seen LeBron built the I Promise School, Indianapolis. Peyton Manning has a children's hospital. Like, this is your home now. You're going to be here for the rest of your life. What more do you want to accomplish with 15 in the Mahomes?
There's so much more. I mean, the fact that we've been able to do the things that we've done so far, it just kind of gives you that hunger to keep doing more. And I think with this community, I mean, there's really no limitations on what we can do. And I'm going to keep giving back. I'm going to keep doing what I can, and hopefully I have something like I Promise School or the Children's Hospital with Peyton Manning. I mean, I want to do as much as I possibly can to help this community.
I have two football questions to ask you. I know it's the bye week, so it's sort of that transition kind of from, you know, your life to more what's happening on the field. I was thinking this yesterday as I'm watching the NFL. Do you think that people like myself and fans overreacted to the first 2 months of the season? Because now, looking at where you guys sit in the AFC, looking at how up and down the NFL has been, sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're cold, sometimes you're up and you're down, but you really got to play it out for a full 17 weeks. Do you feel like maybe there was an overreaction to you guys' start of the season?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the biggest thing is the season is a very long thing. I mean, people try to kind of group it together and say every week's such an important week. I mean, every week is important, but it's over a long amount of time. And so I think it wasn't overreaction because we usually start off hot. We usually win a lot of games early. But if you look at every season that we've had, there's always been a little bit of spell where we weren't playing our best football and we've had to figure out ways to get better. And I think that just happened a lot earlier this season, and it's made us better in this long run. And hopefully we can keep that momentum going because we have a tough couple games coming up, and try to keep that momentum going into the playoffs.
I think this is going to be like a no S Sherlock moment just for me telling you this, but man, the NFL is hard. Winning consistently at a really high level the way that you guys have done is hard. And the way you watch teams that got off to a really hot start, but then injury happens and they've kind of fallen back, or just things that happen over the course of the season, it's just hard to consistently play at a 800% winning clip the way that you guys have for the last 2.5, 3 years.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it takes a lot. There's a lot of factors in winning this league. But, I mean, if you go in the every single day and try to make yourself better and continue throughout the process, no matter win or lose, you can settle on the fact that you go out there and give everything you have. And I think that's what we have on this team. There's a lot of guys that just continue to work, continue to get better and better, and go into each and every week knowing that we're going to give everything we have, and hopefully that ends up with wins, and we can try to be where we want to be at the end of the season.
I know you guys take it one game, one week at a time, but is it difficult to not look at? You guys have an 11-day stretch of the other three teams in the division and where you could possibly be sitting at the end of that stretch if you guys play the football that you're capable of.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we understand it. I mean, division games, that's what we talk about. First thing we walk in the building is trying to win the AFC West. So we understand how important these games are going to be. But it's like you said, it takes one day at a time. I mean, everyone in our division has a chance at it. So, I mean, everybody's going to give us the best shot. And we got to go in there with our best games every single week if we want to try to win each of these games, one game at a time.
Last question here, talking to Patrick Mahomes. Yesterday, I feel like the biggest story in sports had nothing to do with the NFL, and it was Lincoln Riley making the transition from Oklahoma to USC. What's your reaction to that big, big story?
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. I mean, he's had so much success at Oklahoma. He beat up on me a couple times there. You were very surprised. I mean, I'm sure he's doing what's best for him and his family. He has a few disappointed Kansas City Chiefs, I know, over here from Oklahoma. So, but, I mean, I'm sure they'll get a coach in there and still be Oklahoma. So, hopefully it gives us a little green light, Texas Tech, and kind of have a little run at this thing here.
That's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances are brought to you by Google Fiber. Patrick, always good catching up with you, man. Glad you had a great Thanksgiving, and take care, man.
Appreciate you.
That's our conversations with the quarterback. They are powered by Google Fiber. Speaking of Lincoln Riley, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the top story in sports today as the head coach of Oklahoma goes west, young man, goes west, and he is now the coach at USC. And Rob was listening to Oklahoma Sports Talk, and it is as glorious as you would imagine. And stick around, it's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The top story in sports, Lincoln Riley, no longer the coach at the University of Oklahoma. He has made the move to the University of Southern California. Now, I want to be clear about one thing. I don't think the allure of living in Los Angeles is nearly as strong for college football coaches as people have made it seem over the last 24 to 36 hours of hearing this move. But I will say, it is much easier to recruit to USC than it is to recruit to the University of Oklahoma. It's going to be easier to make the college football playoff at USC than it's going to be at the University of Oklahoma. My honest reaction when I first saw this news is, if Oklahoma doesn't think that they're ready for the SEC, why in the world is Missouri in this conference? Is there a way we can get out of this? Can we go back to the Big 12? Maybe the AAC will take us. What happened to that Big 10 invite I heard so much about? Can we get out of this? If Oklahoma is scared of the SEC smoke, why did Missouri optionally sign up for this? It ain't like it's gone super hot the last 10 years they've been there. We can still go back, right? Big 12 has taken BYU and UCF. They'll take Missouri back, won't they? That's what I thought initially when I heard this. But you know what this really says? Rob, USC is the best job in the country. USC is the best college job in the country. They're not the best football program in the country. I would say that's Alabama or Ohio State, but the best job when you think about access to talent, resources, alumni base, fan support, ease in which to make the college football playoff, USC is the best job in the country. And when USC is invested in taking a big swing, they can take the biggest of swings. There's two things I know about college fans and college administrations. Number one, the true test of your standing in the hierarchy is when there's an opening. When Florida had an opening, they hired Louisiana's coach. When USC had an opening, they hired Oklahoma's coach. It's different. And the other thing is, every team believes that they're a tier two higher than they actually are. Kansas State, you're having this problem right now. You think that you're an 8 or 9 win program because that's what you're used to for most of your childhood with Bill Snyder. Well, Bill Snyder's gone. You're a 6 or 7 win program. Missouri, you want to consistently be an 8-9 win program. You got really lucky with Gary Pinkel. You're really a 6 or 7 win program. Kansas, you know what? I don't, you know, and I'm not going to do that today. I'm in a good mood today. I'm not going to even do that to you, Kansas. Oklahoma, you're a strong tier two program. USC's just a different ball game. And if the money's going to be equal, the opportunity is going to be equal, most people are choosing the job in Southern California. You know what Oklahoma reminds me of? Rob, maybe you didn't experience this because you just went to like a much bigger school than I went to, but I went to school in Joplin. And there were a lot of girls that were really pretty that came from like really small towns around Joplin. So it was kind of like a big fish in a really small pond. But then when you go to college and there's people from all over, that shine wasn't the same anymore. And people sort of had to adjust. I think what's happening right now to Oklahoma and why they're taking this so poorly is they've never been told no before or that they can't do something. You know how great it is to be a KU fan? You win all the time. You dominate your conference. You compete for national championships. Like, things have very rarely gone poorly for the University of Kansas. You want to know who their equivalent is in college football? Oklahoma. Over the last 25 years, what's the difference between Kansas basketball and Oklahoma football? It's kind of been the same. They got left holding the bag, and they kind of got deceived. Yeah, I'm not taking the LSU job. Meanwhile, on the other side, he's signing this deal. He's making moves to go elsewhere. He's about to take your entire recruiting class. Like, the whole recruiting class that you work to sign, they're all going with him. That quarterback you got, Caleb Williams, he's going with him. So you're about to be left holding the bag for the first time, and you don't know what to do. That's why you're calling in a sports talk radio show sounding like this.
I'd be ashamed of Lincoln Riley if I was him. I think his mom's probably ashamed of him right now. And other than that, the only thing that I'd like to say is, being an OU Sooners fan also, is I think that with the times that OU is going to be going through for the next 2 to 3 years, because I'm just going to go ahead and say it now, it's going to be a rebuild probably for a while for them with losing these commits that they're going to have. If it's not Venables, and then I think maybe Big Game Bob comes back for a couple years and tries to build the program back up to hand it back off to somebody.
Lincoln Riley, you made those people so mad they called up to Sports Talk Radio and said that your mother should be ashamed. The only emotion my mom would feel in that situation is rich. We cashed out. We turned this little 2-bedroom apartment in Norman, Oklahoma, into a penthouse in the hills. We're living a fantastic life. You're going down to Nick and Jake's. I'm eating at Nobu for dinner. I'm eating with Leonardo DiCaprio. You're eating with Leo, the chemistry teacher. We live different lives, my friend. That's how my mom would feel. Rich. My mom went to Rodeo. Your mom went to Rodeo Mall. It's a strip mall right next to a liquor store. We just live different lives, my friend. OU fans are hurt. They're going through it.
This is devastating. Like, especially after just yesterday, how that game ended with the no calls on the pass interference. It's just, it's kicking it when it's down. Like, he wasn't lying about not going to LSU, but man, he's a snake in the grass. This is almost as bad as KD leaving. Like, 100% almost as bad as KD leaving.
Going through it. I love it. I'm a real hater. My team's never had happiness, never had success. So when I see teams like Oklahoma that have been good for 50 years crying because their coach took a better job. Oh, no, we're going to win 8 games next year. Oh, no. Worst case scenario is we'll get our Hall of Fame coach to come back for a couple of years. I'm happy you feel pain. Nothing makes me happier than this. Here's more calls.
He knew what he was saying in that press conference last night, and he knew the message he was trying to get across, which was he was going to still be the head coach at OU. He knew he was going to get that message across last night. And instead, he just stabs every Oklahoma Sooner fan in the back.
The game is the game. To quote the late, great Omar Little, the game is out there, and it's either play or get played. This is big-time college athletics. There ain't no loyalty. There's no loyalty with the coaches. There's no loyalty with the players. This is a business. The business happened to Oklahoma. You got a better offer. You got a better job, a better gig. You know, I normally hate the saying, college athletics is better when Notre Dame is good. No, it's not. We don't care. Notre Dame's been good under Brian Kelly. No one cares. They'll go to the college football playoff and they'll get smoked, and none of us want them in the college football playoff. We don't care. But USC is different. USC, Rob, is one of the few college programs that are attached to a major metropolitan area. For the most part, college football is a rural sport. It's a small town and small city sport. It's a Norman, Oklahoma, a Ames, Iowa, a Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It is a small town sport. There are some that are associated with major cities. Miami, USC is one of those. College football is better when USC is good. How we feel about an entire conference is solely based on how we feel about USC. It sucks it had to be you, Oklahoma, but this is the best thing for everybody. USC's relevant again. They'll get top quarterbacks, they'll get top talent, and they matter again. And they haven't mattered since Pete Carroll jumped ship to the NFL. They haven't mattered in 15 years. They matter again. Today's a great day for college football. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to good and bad from the weekend. And boy, there was a lot. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Text line, I'm not going to lie to you. I really missed you while I was sick, while I was out. So to kind of take you behind the scenes, Monday, I didn't sound that much different than I did on Friday. And I just didn't think it was in anyone's best interest for me to do the show. I went back and listened to it on Friday. I sounded really bad on Friday. And I couldn't do that to you again. I couldn't do it. Tuesday, I started feeling better, but I still would say I was like 85, and I just was told I couldn't come up here. And then Wednesday, it was just you've already missed the first 2 days. There's only one day left. Just don't come up here. I really wanted to be here Wednesday, and it was taken away from me. It really hurt my feelings. So what I missed is I miss the ability to just crowd surf and ask you guys questions. So I do have two questions. Number one, has anyone seen the Resident Evil movie? I didn't see a single text, timeline, tweet, and no one talked about it. I really want to see it, but it scares me when there's no word of mouth about a movie. Makes me feel like it's terrible. And has anyone seen the Home Alone remake? Those are my two questions for the text line. I know somebody watched the Home Alone this weekend. Rob, you watch it this weekend?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm waiting on the Home Alone.
I do plan on watching it. Have you seen that 8-bit Christmas movie on HBO Max?
I saw a preview for it.
I watched the trailer too. I didn't know anything about it. And then on HBO Max, it was just there on the home screen. I was like, oh, okay. And I watched it. I was like, I'll watch this at some point.
Good.
I don't know when. I haven't seen it yet. Okay. I'll watch it before now on the end of Christmas. But so that text line, that's all I need today. I don't need much else today. Has anyone seen the Resident Evil movie? And has anyone watched the Home Alone movie? Those two things would be helpful. And if you watched 8-Bit Christmas, that'd be super helpful too. Coming up, I have two Chiefs thoughts, one about Melvin Ingram, one about Mecole Hardman. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. But before we do that, I would love to get into something good and something bad brought to you by the Kansas Lotto, where you should dream bigger.
Something good.
I am going to give my good weekend to Kevin Strickland. Kevin Strickland was exonerated in a 1978 triple murder and was ordered his immediate release. He suffered Missouri's longest known wrongful conviction. But Rob, there is a rule that says you can only be compensated by the state if they are able to prove your innocence through a specific DNA testing statute, which basically means they created a loophole to not give people money after they wrongfully imprisoned them. Seems like a rule we should change. So you know what the internet does? The internet has rallied together to give this man some money. So far on his GoFundMe, he has raised $1.6 million on his GoFundMe page. I would encourage anyone to go donate. I then looked it up because I was very curious. As it currently sits, let's say they close it right now to $1.6 million. He would have to pay GoFundMe $55,000, so he would keep around $1.5 million of the money. Obviously, not nearly enough for the time that you spent in prison, but very happy that he got that. I also saw that he lit the mayor's Christmas tree. So Tyrann Mathieu was supposed to do it on Friday. I don't know what happened, but he was unable to do it. They were looking for someone. I actually did text the mayor and said that I was interested in doing it. They then picked Kevin Strickland. I texted him back and said, you made the right choice. But next year, I would like to be on the short list to turn on the mayor's Christmas tree. I will never do anything of importance enough where they'll let me turn on the plaza lights. I do think I can reach a point of stature where I can be part of the mayor's Christmas tree. That is my goal before Mayor Quinn Lucas leaves office. I want to put that out there to you and the mayor to let you know this is a goal of mine. It is on my bucket list of things to do. That's what I'm giving my good weekend. I'm giving my good weekend to Kevin Strickland, and I'm also giving it to myself because I feel like I have a chance to turn on the mayor's Christmas tree.
Puncher's chance. I'm going to give my good weekend to Oklahoma State football. First off, good for them. They broke the Bedlam streak. As a person who cheers for a college football team that can't beat their in-state rival, I get how after a while it gets annoying. They went out and beat the Sooners. They beat them so bad, Lincoln Riley ran away and hid in California. Not only that, they are fifth in the current college football rankings, and with a win on Saturday in the Big 12 championship and a Bama loss, the little engine that could from Stillwater with their man who's 40 at head coach Mike Gundy could be going to the college football playoff. Plus, we both know the committee loves to screw Cincinnati, so it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that happens. I give my good weekend to Oklahoma State and their Cowboy fans, and great job storming the field. Well done. Well executed. Quick, fast, efficient, no injuries. Good job, Oklahoma State. They get my good weekend.
Did you see that Washington State stormed the field at the other team's place?
On the road.
Did you see that?
I love it.
They own you at this point. You got to change your name. You can't be Washington anymore. They're Washington now. Yo, if that happened at Ohio State and Michigan stormed their field, it'd be the largest brawl in recorded history. We have to start fighting. I'm sorry. You're not going to come here and then disrespect us to this man. They stormed your field? You got to fight. I'm sorry. You got to fight. You got to go on the field and you got to fight. It has to be like that one scene in Drumline. It has to be a massive scrum in the middle of the field. I refuse to let you do this. I refuse to. I'm not letting this go down. Not at all. It was not all good this weekend. There was some bad.
Something bad.
Maybe I've told this story, and if I have, forgive me. So Rob and I had a running pool going of who Kim Kardashian's first boyfriend was going to be post Kanye West divorce. We had a pool going. I had tech billionaire. I thought she was going to do what Serena did. Serena is married to the person who created Reddit. That's what I thought Kim was going to do. Well, her boyfriend is Pete Davidson. Now, we talked about Pete Davidson before. I don't want to get back into Pete Davidson. That's not who I'm giving my bad weekend to. I'm giving my bad weekend to her former husband, her ex-husband, Kanye West, because he is going through it more than normal. My man posted a five-minute prayer trying to get his wife back. Bruh, she gone. You know the worst thing about being in a relationship and when it ends? Number one, you have to make up the time because you used to go to dinners with this person and watch movies and talk. And now you got to make up the time. And number two, seeing that person happy with someone else. Every time Kanye West goes on the internet, he sees his former wife having the time of her life. She's smiling in ways she never smiled with you. And then the man that is sleeping with your ex-wife is wearing your shoes. He was wearing Yeezys. Nah, bruh. You got to fight Pete Davidson. There's a lot of violence in this segment, but you got to fight Pete Davidson. You're not going to be sleeping with my ex-wife and wearing my shoes, bro. Can't do both. You can't do both. You holding her hand, locking fingers with her, and you wearing Yeezys? You got to fight them. My bad weekend goes to Kanye West. I'm sure it was miserable.
I'm going to give my bad weekend to Kansas State basketball. And I know over the weekend they beat North Dakota or whoever. No one cares. Over the holiday weekend, which I'm calling the holiday weekend, they played in the CBE Classic. Did you know that? No one did. It was empty there for two nights. Not only was it empty, K-State fans, you got embarrassed. Arkansas fans showed up in droves. Then they beat you down. And K-State fans, feel good about yourself. You're finally going to get that game against Brad Underwood. What do? You choke and you lose. K-State fans, go to your support your team at the Sprint Center. And Bruce, I want you to be good. I really do. Bruce Weber's the perfect coach for K-State. I say that as a KU fan. But you can't be losing to Brad Underwood. Bruce Weber and K-State basketball get my bad weekend.
Yo, why are you? Come on now. You didn't have to. You really went out of your way for that one. You really went out of your way.
Holiday weekend.
You went out of your way to poke at K-State. You didn't have to do that. They haven't done anything to you.
My weekend had started when I saw them lose to Illinois, so that counts.
They haven't done anything to you. That was unnecessary. K-State, I apologize for that. I should have done a better job of quality control. I should have done a better job of quality control than to allow that content to go over the air. I apologize to you. We didn't have to do that on the home of the Wildcats. We didn't have to do that. I apologize. Coming up, I have a Mecole Hardman question, and I have praise for Brett Veach. I know. It surprises me, too. It's The Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.